Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever wrestle with your duvet cover only to realize as you're finally buttoning it closed that it's inside out? And no, I didn't redo it.
You know that feeling when you misplace your glasses but can't find them because you need those glasses to find them?
Yes, I've been there. There are a lot of great things about living alone. And one of those things is never worrying about garlic breath.
Good point. We're 4 weeks into a pizza box shortage. The struggle is real.
Have such a good day. Hello, world. How are you? Welcome to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that. I'm very matter of fact, and my name is Sarah Lane.
I'm Heather Frank. You know, we've missed you. It's been a minute, actually a week to be exact. So not right. Actually a minute. Time
it's
an
been
illusion.
You know, that's the youth slang, Heather. It's been a minute, meaning it might have been a year.
Because I'm very youthful.
But it wasn't. Yes, you are. I've always thought that about you.
Thank you very much.
You know, it's actually funny. Every time I look at you, I'm like, how is she not 19?
You know, it's really funny. I met this new girl, a new friend. I'm not going to mention her because, yeah, I don't want to blow up her spot, as you would say. But I think she thinks I'm way younger than I am because she's clearly like early 30s, you know, and she wants to hang out and she's like new in the area and wants to get a drink and make new friends. And it's super cute. Like, I love it. It's sweet. But I'm just like, do you know that I'm kind of, you know, I'm in my mid 40s.
Oh, well, it's not secret. As if you guys can't, you know, bond over a glass of wine.
Of course. Of course. Yeah, this is true.
It's funny. My cousin Kelly, who is just under 4 years older than me. So it's like she's 4 years in school, but she's more like 3 years. Uh-huh. But, you know, so to me, I'm like, there's really no difference in our ages. But when we were younger, of course there was. Like when she was in high school, like I wasn't in high school, like, wow, you know, she seemed so much older than me. And I saw her over the weekend and, you know, we're talking about this and that. We haven't seen each other in a while, even though we talk a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're mentioning stuff and she kept saying like, well, you know, I'm like kind of technically like in a little bit of a generation older than you, Sarah, you know, and she kind of kept doing that. And it's one of those things where it's like, she really isn't in a generation different than me. I mean, we're both technically Generation X, even though you and I are kind of at the very tail end of that. I'm like, well, we're not really in different generations, but it's easy for me to also do that with people that are 4-ish years younger than me.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, I know that they kind of look at me and go like, Sarah, we're like basically the same age. It's all
exactly relative. Yeah. Why do we do that? And then they always say, you know, just you are the age that you act. Just
it's a state of mind.
It's a state of mind.
Ain't nothing but a number.
If you guys are tuning in for the first time, welcome. Gosh, we love
you,
new
might be
listeners.
Like, what is this
what is this show about? Well, I will tell you right now. It is the show that unpacks the absurdity of everyday life for your entertainment. And Sarah and I just like to yak it up, you know, talk about being an adult and how strange it is and kind of the everyday bullshit and laugh about it.
Oh my gosh.
Because we're all in this
everyday
together.
Everyday bullshit. And some of it is, you know, that that book, Don't Sweat the Smart Small Stuff.
Oh yeah.
And then in fine print, it says, and it's all small stuff, yeah. Which is such a punchable book. I've never read it, but it's just like where I'm like, it isn't all small stuff.
No, it's really
and
not.
And I try not to sweat the small stuff, but it doesn't always work. Jackass. You know, I don't like being preached at in a book cover.
No,
that's,
I don't like
that's all I gotta say.
Punch that book. I love it. But you know,
such a
really,
book.
One of the main points of this show, honestly, is just to have an hour of fun with all y'all. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's as simple as that.
Because we know that life isn't always fun. I mean, we're all very well aware of that. So we're kind of on this journey together.
We're all join sweating us, the small you? Stuff.
Oh, I'm a sweater of small stuff.
Big
time.
Me too.
You have no idea how bent out of shape I can get over the littlest thing. But I also get like, it's like my, you know, if you look at like my stress level, like as like a, you know, some sort of mathematical chart, it's like, you know, my curve goes up real quick, but then it dips real quick. You know, I'm a spiker of anger.
Do you have high blood pressure? Does it affect your blood pressure, you think?
I'm surprised I don't.
Me
because,
too. I've
you know
that
feeling
that.
When you're like, you're really, not necessarily like anger, but just, you know, something where you're just,
your blood is
you're
boiling
out of
a little
shape.
Bit.
I can feel it, like my heart's beating, you know,
totally.
I'm kind of like, you know, I'm really physiologically worked up.
Yes.
And I have never once, I mean, I'm not like going to the doctor like super angry, but like of all the blood pressure, you know, tests I've gotten, and I've gotten quite a few lately because I've been at the doctor a lot. I'm always like, what is it? And they're always like, oh, it's really, yeah.
It's very
great. Healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, well, I mean,
I know,
I'll just
trip on that too.
Keep getting mad all the time.
Just don't get your blood pressure taken on Monday morning. That's my advice to you for the day.
I feel like I have. It's just never, it's always like, whatever the, I don't know, the base thing is that you're going for, I'm always just like right there.
Yeah.
I don't even know the numbers offhand, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what it feels like to have high blood pressure because I'm like, I don't know if I could handle any more like physiological symptoms than what I already have.
You like
now,
turn into the Hulk or something. Your veins are like,
I just burst into flames. And that was the end of Sarah. She had high blood pressure.
Actually, that'd be a cool way to go out.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you had to.
Unless it became like, oh, this is my superhero weapon now, and I could like throw it at things, you know, like Street Fighter style. I don't know.
Totally.
All right. Well, Heather, I don't know how your week has been. My week has been somewhat uneventful. Anybody who's been listening to the show the last few episodes knows that I'm going through some medical stuff. I have breast cancer. Womp, womp. It sucks. I actually, you know, as far as that went, made some strides in the last week. You know, I've got surgery scheduled now. That's for later in October. And, you know, we're going to plod along on this show as much as we can. If there's any scheduling stuff that, you know, you need to know about, we'll let you know as soon as possible. But we're hoping that there won't be any interruptions to the show because we can, you know, record some special stuff and roll it out on schedule. So we'll keep you posted on that. But, you know, most of it is minutiae of just stupid cancer stuff that isn't even really worth talking about in detail on this show because it's not very fun. But that was sort of my week. It's a blur. And because of COVID, there are a fair amount of appointments. I mean, I have so many doctors. You wouldn't believe it. You know, there's their oncologist and there's plastic surgeons. And then there's like, just like the like surgery people who aren't really either of my like point people as far as like the doctors go, but they're like the pre-op people. And then there's the, you know, the person who's scheduling stuff, and then there's the person who's like walking me through, you know, some of the drugs that they're gonna prescribe me and like how I need to take them in a responsible way. And it's just, it's a whole operation. So that's all just, you know, whatever. And because of COVID, there are certain appointments that I do have to go in to the hospital for. You know, I have to sit there in a room with the doctor and whoever else and, you know, talk about stuff and whatever. And, you know, they have to look at me and that whole thing. But then there are a fair amount of video calls that we wouldn't normally be doing. I'd be going in for everything, but they don't want anybody in there any more than they have to. And certain conversations just don't require me to like put a gown on, you know, and mm-hmm. and have someone take my measurements, you know, in person. So that's been like kind of cool, I guess, in a way. I mean, my doctor has seen my kitchen many times now because it's just like video calls, whatever. I mean, even to the point where sometimes I'm like, this could even have just been a phone call because now you're looking at me and I haven't showered yet, but whatever, they've seen worse. But so, yeah, I was kind of thinking like, did I have a great day over the last week that I could highlight here on episode 118 of Have Such a Good Day? And, you know, I can't really. It's been very uneventful. But I did do something nice for myself the other day, and totally frivolous. But so one of the sucky things about, you know, I'm getting surgery. It's very major surgery. And it is, you know, it's going to be like an all day surgery thing. Like I'm like asleep for 8 hours kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big deal. And that's because And if anyone knows anybody who's like gotten a double mastectomy, I mean, it's that alone is a big deal, but like reconstruction is, we're like putting the two of them together. So it's like two big surgeries in one day kind of thing. And I've even been informed that like once they get in there, if things are weird and they can't do all of that, then they're going to like go to plan B. And so it's like, I don't really know what I'm going to
wake up
look
to
or feel like until I wake up. Yeah. And you know, when you get out of anesthesia, sometimes people are kind of like weird and weepy. I'm like, I'm probably going to have a meltdown. Someone's going to wake me up and I'm going to be like, rah! You know, whatever. It's happened before. But anyway, I decided last week, you know, as I'm kind of looking through my schedule and just being like, oh my God, you know, there's just so much happening right now, you know, and so much I have to do before this all goes down. And, you know, my recovery period is just going to be like, I mean, I don't even know. I'm just going to be like sitting on my mom's couch for the foreseeable future until I can, you know, do something. So I bought myself some fancy perfume.
Nice.
I haven't owned perfume in years. And Heather, you and I used to wear the same perfume, Boulon 68, and it has since been discontinued. It was discontinued years ago.
Oh.
And my favorite perfume of all time, there is no perfume that smells better to me than this perfume. And I used to get it at this this place next to Neiman Marcus in San Francisco, down in Union Square, where all the fancy department stores are. And it was, they had it at Neiman Marcus, but there was a perfume only store that was right next door. You could almost blink and miss it. And a Russian guy ran the place. And it was like, you walk in and you're like, whoa. I mean, it's just like hundreds and hundreds of types of perfume from all, you know, perfume that you've never heard of, but also like, you know, the big, you know, fancy French brands as well. And it was just a little bit cheaper there. And so I used to go and get it. And you know, the bottle's pretty big. It takes you a while to get through. And at some point I had moved to Los Angeles and I didn't have it. And it was always something that I meant to get. And I walked into, because I didn't have like, you know, an independent Russian perfume store that I knew of around me. I walked into Neiman Marcus, wherever that was, like Sunset Center or whatever, and or the Beverly Center. And they didn't have it. And they kind of didn't know what I was talking about. Whoever was behind the counter was like, well, I mean, we have the brand Guerlain, but not, no, I don't know that one. And I'm like, well, I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. So I went online and it's like, even the, you know, the brand's website, it's like, they have it, but it's different. Like the bottle's different. It doesn't say like, it's, you know, the eau de toilette, like all of that was just like, I'm like, that's not right. That's not the one I'm talking about. And then you've kind of got this like eBay type stuff where they have it. And I realized like, why is this price jacked up? Like a bottle for like $500? What is happening? And then there's like message boards about the perfume that's been, because it's been discontinued. And so now it's like this like hot commodity.
Of course.
And then you've got like, because the whole resale thing on the internet, you know, is a big deal these days. And that goes for clothing and makeup and perfume and kind of anything that you can think of. And so now they've got people who have a bottle, but they're selling you like like sample sizes for like $20 a pop type thing. And there's like all these pictures of like how they extract it into the sample size and then they send it to you. Cause obviously like not everybody's going to be like, I want it so bad, I'll pay $500. Like you could pay like, you know, less than $50 and, you know, have like, I don't know, a week's worth of perfume type thing. And I'm like, this is insane. I should just get different perfume, but I don't want different perfume. So every so often, and this is like not even that recently, I just let it go. I haven't worn perfume for well over a year at this point, you know, like who cares? No one even sees me. I'm sitting in my studio alone. And, but you know, but it's a nice little thing, you know, it's like putting earrings on with an outfit.
Smell it on yourself.
Yeah. Because I like the smell. Yeah, exactly. Like even if someone was like, even if someone was like, I'm not crazy about Sarah's perfume, like it wouldn't make me like it any less. I love the smell. Even though you kind of get used to your own perfume and then you smell it less. Anyway, so I, you know, I every couple of months I kind of think about this and I just do a little search to see what's out there. Well, I found some on eBay the other day that was still well marked up over what I would have paid, you know, at a department store several years ago when it was still in stock, but not that high. Not that high. It was what I would consider a fancy, I said frivolous earlier, kind of frivolous purchase for myself. You know, something where it's like, this is kind of a happy birthday to me type of thing.
I love it.
And I, you know, I kind of looked at it and you know how some eBay listings you can bid and some are just like you either buy it or you don't. There's no bidding happening.
Yep.
And I was, and this was one of those, like you buy it. It's listed at a price. Yeah, there's no kind of haggling going on. And I kind of looked at it and I was like, F it. Let's just buy it. So I did.
Nice.
And then, and you don't really know kind of much about the seller. I mean, there's a little information, but you know, you get a little bit more about it once you're kind of serious and you go through it. And it's like, it's coming from some address in Oman, the country. And I was like, all right, well, that's far. Okay. You know, and it, of course, at that point, I'm like, I could totally have just bought fraud perfume.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I can't, there's absolutely no way I'll know until I smell it.
Exactly.
Because you can fake a bottle, even though there were lots of pictures and it's like in the original box, like the whole thing seemed very legit, but, you know, fakes are rampant.
Yep.
And, I was kind of like, well, I guess I'll just find out when it comes. Mm-hmm. And because it's coming... Apparently, because it's coming from overseas and it has to like, you know, go through customs of some kind. It was like my delivery date was like end of October, beginning of November, where I'm like, oh, man, it's going to be a while. Like, I'll totally forget about this by the time it comes. So I had put in my mom's address because this is going to be like post-surgery. And I don't even know if I'm going to be here. And it's too expensive for like some Amazon person to leave it outside my gate for a few days, you know, and have somebody steal my, you know, $300+ perfume. So, you know, I sent it to my mom and then I got a note from, I guess it was eBay or UPS or I don't know. You know how you get so many emails when something's coming from, you know, various companies that was like, oh, your shipping date has moved up. It's going to be more like end of September, where I'm like, oh, cool. You know, that works out. And then I got one this morning that was like, your package or your perfume is like due to be shipped on you know, like tomorrow kind of thing. Cause we're like almost at the end of September, where I'm like, wait, how was it like November 5th and it was coming from Oman and now it's like tomorrow? Like, what's happening here? What's happening with shipping? I mean, I don't care as long as it smells like the right perfume and I'll know, I will know. It's like, this is sort of the same way I feel about like phony Chanel bags. It's like, I don't really care. I don't really care. If it looks like or it smells like or it acts like what I want it to act like, and I understand that there's like a huge issue with fakes out there for a variety of reasons, you know, labor problems and, you know, blah, 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 you know, non-ethical materials and whatever. But I'm very curious. I'm very curious to see how this works out. And I kind of thought like, okay, so post-surgery... Because it's like, I have to basically be an invalid. Like, I can't even, like, take short walks or anything.
But you're gonna smell great.
I'm gonna smell great. Even though I can't take a shower for a couple weeks, and that'll be a lot of fun.
Oh, you can't take a shower for a couple weeks? Okay, that makes sense.
Two weeks minimum, no showers. I mean, it'll be, you know, kind of just...
Like a whore bath, like that.
That's an interesting way to put it, Heather.
It'll
have to be something like that. I mean, I'm not just going to sit there in my own filth. I will do what I can.
No, but someone can just give you like a little sponge bath.
There's just things that, you know, you can't get wet. So anyway, I will smell good on top of that, or I'll just smell weird because it's like perfume and everything else. So that was sort of my fun adventure.
It's my fun adventure day. You got to treat yourself, and I love that you did this, and a totally fun experiment too. Like with this whole like the shipping thing, and when is it going to show up, and is it going to
so
be real?
Strange.
It's kind of a fun experiment, I guess.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, I'm really proud of you. I think this is a good.
Thank you, Heather. Yes, I. You know that feeling where you're just like, I'm going to do this. Like, this might be a terrible idea, but I'm just going to do it.
Yeah, totally.
That just happens sometimes. And it often works out. So we'll see.
It's really nice to be sure of yourself. I hate that like waffling thing, because there are certain things where I'm like, man, I'm really a good decision maker when it comes to X, Y, and Z. But then there's like these little things that are sort of ancillary and not even a big deal, and I cannot make a decision. It's like, what is going on? It's just anyway, so I love that. I'm really excited for, I mean, please keep me posted, please keep us all posted, because we're going to be at the edge of our seats.
I mean, I assume, sorry, I'm eating a gummy collagen tablet, and
oh nice,
you'll be able to hear it. Yeah, I don't know why I did that right this second, but I just couldn't help myself. I've been looking at it the whole time. They taste really good. But I think by next week I'll have the perfume, so I'll keep you all posted.
Yeah, dude, you got to give me the name of that. Or you did send me the collagen gummies. I need to get some of those. Because I have like those little tablets that dissolve that taste really good. It's like strawberry or something. But it's like sometimes I don't take them as often because I'm like, I'm not in the mood to just like drink a glass of that water. You know, it's like sometimes just
gummy. A dissolve thing.
Yeah. And I don't think it's quite the right packaging for me. The gummies are really convenient.
Quite the right packaging. You like the packaging on these. These actually, gummy is misleading. You can't see them, but Heather, they almost look like Now and Laters.
Oh,
they're not actually gummies at all. They're more like that kind of candy, you know, where it's like, it kind of gets stuck in your teeth a little bit, but they're,
and, you think
and
they
I've
really
got
work?
Like a little biotin one as well. I mean, it's like eating candy, honestly.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like to me. So I'm like, if I can eat candy in the morning, but it's a vitamin, that's a fun thing. Who would not do that?
Well, see, but then I have a fair amount of gummies too. I have these PMS gummies. It's like a new gummy on the market. There's never been like a PMS kind of thing. It's crazy. And maybe I'll talk about that on another show.
That can't be right. There has to have been a PMS gummy on the market before.
I don't know.
Like,
I think
recently.
This is specifically targeting PMS. Like, and they're like shaped like donuts, and they're pretty big. They're like, and they're really good. But I'm like, gosh,
are they the size of donuts?
No, they're not the size of donuts. And they don't taste like donuts. They almost taste like really like strawberry.
So
and they're interesting. But then I'm like, how much sugar is in these? Because then, you know, I'm taking also the biotin gummies, like the hair and nails thing. And I'm like, this must be, I mean, how much sugar am I taking all these gummies now? Because like, of course, I'd rather have gummies than pills, but.
Because you know, all the nutrition information is on the package.
Sure.
Mine are like 4 grams of sugar each. So honestly, it's like.
It's not that bad.
Okay. I take 2 collagens and 1 biotin. So I'm like, well, and the 4 grams of sugar is a serving size for the collagen, so that actually is 2. So it's like 8 grams altogether, because I take, you know, 3 per day. And it's like 8 grams of sugar is not nothing, but it's not like, you know, a vitamin water kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's, you want to keep your sugar intake, you know, in check, but
sure,
that's not like
a lot of sugar in general.
Yeah, like that's not like eating a donut for breakfast kind of thing. it's a small sugar spike.
Yeah. So do you take them?
I feel like I'm like, you know what?
All at once?
I take them all at once.
Okay. Cool.
I can't help myself, because once I have one and I know I can have 3, I want all 3.
Okay, you got to send me the collagen one, because I think you sent me the biotin ones, but I need a new.
Yeah, they're great. You can get them on Amazon. They're delicious. You'll love
them. You know, I have a bone to pick with Amazon, and I don't want to sound like a snob or anything, because I've been a Prime member since, you know, day one. And now that I'm in the country, and I understand, I get it, I'm totally sympathetic, but like, I have been buying more like products from, you know, sort of one-off websites that are just like, this is this one product they sell, because it comes so much quicker. And it's just funny because I've got this Prime thing, which obviously when I lived in the city, it only took 2 days, sometimes one day, to get stuff to me. But I am telling you, like, I'll order vitamins or just really like whatever random stuff, and it'll take 3 weeks to get here. Like, I ordered something over a week ago and it's still not going to be here until like shampoo, you know, and I'm out of shampoo and it's literally taken 3 weeks to get here. And I know, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later. It's supply chain stuff. It's COVID. There's other things going on. It's not just me living in the country, but man, I'd like to kick things off here though, with my, you know, weekly update. I want to give you a bear update. I know you guys are all probably really dying to hear if we've
had the black bear that black bear hangs out with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my black bear buddy. He came back, and it's so funny because it's like, again, with the detective work, because, you know, I'll go outside in the morning and just walk the dog or whatever, and like, I'll be like, God, that tree looks weird. You know, like, I saw that tree yesterday and it was really full, and now it's got a buzz cut. Like, it's completely like lopped off the top. And then I'm like investigating, you know, around the tree, and I see this massive pile of bear scat with pieces of apple in it. And I'm like, okay, it was probably the bear. I mean, I'm not even joking. This apple tree literally is like cut in half. I don't know how he did it, how he even got up there. Who the hell knows? But he ate all the apples, and there were tons of apples. This is a different tree, by the way. This is a tree that's outside of our garden, so it's not in like a netting, like the first encounter. But, oh, these are my favorite apples too. And he ate all of them. Whenever it was, I don't know. But our neighbors loaned us an outdoor infrared camera, and we have yet to place it somewhere because it's sort of hard to decide where do we put it, because, you know, he could be anywhere. I mean, we have like 9 acres, so it's like you kind of have to figure out the best place to hopefully, you know, catch him on camera. But yeah. It's kind of funny, sort of, you know, every morning just sort of like, this isn't right. Like, there's been some critters out here, and I really need to learn a little bit more about how to, you know, sort of identify scat. Like, I know what deer scat looks like. I know what bear scat looks like now. I'm talking about poop here. You know, now I know what raccoon scat looks like. I mean, you know, there's critter scat everywhere here. And I think I need to, you know, get a book on it, get a field guide. I don't know. But I got my gear out and I investigated the scene for evidence. And I am pretty damn sure he came back and he ate half of my apple tree. So there's that. That was fun. And, you know, it's funny. I mean, this is sort of, maybe I'm being snobby again, but like, some people truly live under rocks, and maybe it's because I live in the country now and fancy alcohol drinks are more like, you know, things of the city, but I have introduced mezcal to several people this month and I find it really fascinating. They're like, what is it? How do you spell it? How do you pronounce it? What, mezcal? Like, it's an agave. So it's the blue guy. And they're like, really like, whoa. Well, granted, one of the people that I introduced it to is an older man in his 80s. So I give him a pass. But it's right, been he's super probably not, fun.
Yeah.
He just hasn't been exposed to it.
It's funny because, of course, sorry, I'm eating another gummy. Heather and I, having, you know, lived in urban areas, it's like there was a point, I don't know, not living in an urban area now, if it's waned at all, especially because people are going to bars less, but the mezcal bar was like very trendy.
Oh, absolutely.
So to not know, like, whether or not you like mezcal is personal decision, but you would know what it was.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's like tequila.
You've heard of the word? Like, that word has never crossed your desk, like, ever. It's like, and it's like, I'm no kind of expert, you know, but I definitely, you know, have some in the house, and, you know, I poured some in a couple little sake glasses because I don't have any shot glasses for some reason. We're not shooting it. I mean, we're sipping it, but it was really fun. So the last week I've had a couple visitors who, you know, I've tasted some like top shelf mezcal. It's been really fun. And they act like I'm some kind of expert, you know, with all this deep knowledge I have of mezcal.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cow. But anyway, the highlight of the week, though, other than sipping mezcal in the evening, is my mom is here. She's literally here right now as we speak. And the funny thing about that is, you know, my mom never came up here. My dad lived up here for over 20 years. And of course, my mom's not going to come up here because, you know, she's remarried. And it's not that they have a bad relationship. It's just like, well, I don't know. It's just kind of weird. It's far.
It's just not something that happened. You know, I never really thought about that until right now, Heather.
Yeah.
The fact that your mom would be perhaps visiting for the first time.
Oh yeah, for the first. She's never even been up this far. I mean, she used to raft a lot. My mom was like a hardcore rafter, kayaker, and she's been to. There's a lot of rivers up here. You know, there's like the Klamath and the Eel and blah blah blah. And so she's been to a lot of the rivers to raft back in the day. I mean, this is a long time ago, but she's never actually been to this exact area, like on the coast. Mm-hmm. And it's so cute because she's. Her health isn't that great, and so it's hard for her to travel right now. And it's really special because she's been sequestered for seriously, like 2 years. I mean, she's approaching 80, and you know, they've been in the house, and they are travelers. I mean, they used to go on trips a fair amount, you know, and so they haven't. It's crazy, and they finally, it's just like they got out of the house, and it's like a new adventure, and so it's this big deal, you know. And also, this is my dad's place, and like she always was picturing it. You know, she had never been here. And so now I live here. So it's like really exciting for her. And it's funny because I don't consider myself OCD. I think that I can be perfectionist at certain things and I'll drive myself crazy because I can't get it to a perfect place. And I notice that when people plan to visit, I kind of go a little nuts. Like I really want it to be perfect. I want it to be like this perfect Disney movie, you know, experience. And I'm not rolling out a red carpet or anything, but I do a lot of prep to try to make everything look like as perfect as I can, you know, like, you know, cutting off all the dead flowers and planting new things and landscaping and, you know, weed whacking and, you know, mowing and just,
yeah,
all
you're trying
things.
To be a good hostess.
Exactly.
And have people be like, oh, this is really great. Once
yeah,
they get there,
it makes me happy. And I make the, you know, that we have a little kind of, it's like an in-law unit. It's where we used to live. The billiard house with that crazy old billiard table. That's where they are. So they're in the house next door. And you know, I have a housekeeper come and make it really nice. And I spend a lot of time making it nice and trying to like put the right table in the right spot and pillows and whatever. And I take pride in it, you know? And, but I think that's one of the things that I get borderline kind of OCD about. Cause I'm like I never have enough time to make it as perfect as I want to make it. But I know it's not like weird, like I'm not like crazy or anything, but I just want people to have a good experience. So I'm curious about y'all out there. Are you borderline perfectionist with something that you feel like you go a little crazy, like trying to make exactly like this sort of fantasy perfect in your mind? Email us at hyatthavesuchagoodday.com.
Indeed. I'm trying to think of if there's something like that I do.
I'm sure
I'm actually... I get Heather's like, I know you pretty well. I'm sure there are a few things that you maybe obsess over a little too much. I know what you mean though about the hosting thing. I am not one to throw a dinner party, really.
No.
I mean, it's happened, you know, here and there, that kind of thing. But some people really relish in that stuff. You know, they really like to, you know, bring people together and maybe there's a theme and they love to be kind of that central, you know, nerve, you know, where everybody's sort of, you know, two people are meeting each other that, you know, that I knew would get along so well. And I can't wait for you guys to like, you know, bond. And I'm just not really that person because I find it stressful instead of fun.
It is stressful. It can be.
It can be stressful, especially because it's like, I mean, cleaning up your apartment because people are going to come over. It's like, I mean, that's just like the obvious stuff, right?
Yeah.
And you might be like, oh God, I really have to clean up, you know, before people come over because I don't want anyone to think, you know, I live in a pigsty. But yeah, there's more to it. Like, yeah. And once they're here, you know, how do I make sure they have everything that they need? And I seem like I'm very gracious. And that is stress inducing for me, even though it can be fun. It's sort of not something that I am not the person who's like constantly having dinner parties.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody really is right now, but I never was.
Yeah.
I have
it depends on the time that I'm having it, but yeah, if I fuss about having people over, sometimes I'll get stressed about it. But you know, we used to have little parties at our place in West Hollywood, and there were some times where I was like, I would set up the party. Like I would invite people, like I would be excited about it. And then an hour before people show up, I'm like, oh, why do we do this? Why am I doing this? You know,
totally.
But it's like they're in another house. A lot of my guests will stay in a separate house. Not because I don't want them in my house, but right now we don't really have a great guest room quite yet. We have to get a new bed, blah, blah, blah. But we have this separate house, which is kind of ideal. But I have to make sure they have coffee and they have like the milk they want, you know, like, and plus we're not like that close to like a store. So it's like I want to make sure they've got like water and juice and whatever they want. You know, for what
the little things.
The little things, exactly.
That's nice. See, I would probably be like, yo, I don't know what kind of milk you want, so make sure you get it before you get here. But no, if you were visiting me and I knew what kind of milk you wanted, I would totally get it. Like I understand what you're doing it's just the little details that are nice. Whenever I get, like a little bent out of shape about, like if I'm going to have people over, I totally know that feeling like an hour before where I'm like, I've made a terrible mistake. I don't want to do this. How do I like cancel it? It's too late.
Totally,
I can't.
Totally. I've done that too. And it's like, it's such a contradiction. You're like, but you wanted to do this so badly like 2 hours ago. Like what's wrong
with you? Right. Yeah. It's like some sort of when you're, the anticipation kind of works against you where you start like making up like weird, like worst case scenarios. Like people won't have a good time. Like I'll lose all my friends. Like it doesn't make any sense. Irrational.
Oh no, we are crazy creatures.
Yeah. But I've also been to, so I think of it both ways. I think, okay, what is the worst case scenario? It's like someone comes over and I don't seem prepared, right? Because I'm going to be nice. So it's not like they're going to come over and say, like, Sarah was mean to us. We didn't have a good time. It's like, I think the worst thing is that I would seem unprepared. Like, I don't have enough food or they're not comfortable enough type thing. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, so many people have slept on my couches in various apartments over the years. It's like, dude, I mean, I'm giving you a place to, you know, it's like, most people don't really care that much. And I feel the same way when I go to someone's house. If I'm going over to their house for dinner, let's say, it could be we're eating pizza out of pizza boxes. I don't care. I'm just, it's really the company, right? There's only been a couple of times where like, maybe you look around and go like, wow, they like kind of live in filth. Mm-hmm. And I can't even think of any like good friend that I would have thought that about. But even then, it's never to the point where I leave and go like, I had a terrible time.
Yeah.
And so I think about that when, you know, in the inverse, when mm-hmm. it's like, you know, why do we stress out so much about people in our space and how they will judge us?
Yeah.
Because I'm not really all that judgy about other people. Like, mm-mm. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really just, we're just talking most yeah. of the time.
Totally.
So anyway.
Yeah. No, it's an interesting thing because I'm not like that with everybody. I don't know. I think it's I don't know what it is. We'll have to investigate further. I'm sure there's a lot to unpack there.
Well, Heather, I don't know if you are up on the Apple original series, The Morning Show. Have you watched it?
I watched the first, wait, it's third season now, right?
Second.
It's second.
It's only been one.
Yeah, I've seen the first season. Yeah, but I haven't started the second yet.
Well, and it just started, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I also watched the first season, which I liked a lot. Mm-hmm. And what's kind of interesting about The Morning Show, and no spoilers, don't worry about that, but just this is all very surfacey stuff that you would read from any article mm-hmm. that also wasn't going to spoil the show for you. The interesting thing about the show was that when the, you know, producers had kind of, you know, they had their first season, they had their story arcs, the whole thing, the Me Too movement was kind of just getting underway. And the reason that that was significant for the show and the reason that they had to kind of rework a lot of plot lines was because mm-hmm. this was something that was affecting news anchors in real life, not on the show, but the show is about news anchors. You know, it's a fictional show about a fictional show, mm-hmm. which is a, you know, a morning program, you know, based in New York and, you know, super popular and, you know, kind of has these like celebrity people, you know, in the anchor desk mm-hmm. and, you know, all the people that work around them. It's, you know, it's a very sensationalized version of, you know, a news program, a live news program, but there are a lot of truths to it. And yeah. I know this, and Heather does too, because we've worked in live television.
Yep.
For many years, you know, a little bit different, but it's same idea. A lot of stuff where I'm like, yeah, that's pretty accurate. Pretty yeah. accurate. Yeah. Not as polished. Hey, speak for yourself. I was always very polished.
Yeah.
But
nothing's more polished than an Apple TV Plus series in my mind. It's everything yeah. is so polished. It's almost, it's like hard to, there's no suspension of disbelief for me with some of those shows because everything is just so overly
high
produced.
Production value.
Yeah. Yeah.
High anyway, production value.
Very high.
So anyway, so The Morning Show rolled out in sort of late-ish or mid to late 2019. And I gobbled up that series. Mm-hmm. I loved it. And I didn't even really think about the fact that they had to kind of rework the show because they couldn't ignore something like culturally very significant that was happening in the real world. So the show, you know, that first season is very much all about workplace harassment.
Yeah.
And, you know, inappropriate sexual encounters and, you know, men in positions of power. And I mean, that is, you know, I won't go any further, but that's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't even kind of realize like, oh, they had kind of had another thing going and they tweaked it a bit to make it feel like it wasn't as tone deaf. And mm-hmm. I liked the series. And then, you know, the second season of The Morning Show just dropped like a week ago, mm-hmm. On Apple TV Plus. And you're like, God, I mean, we're almost 2022 at this point. Like, why so long? Well, because they were shooting their second season or getting ready to anyway, and then COVID. Mm-hmm. And then it turned into, oh, crap. You know, we've got this whole season. Like, we can't just have a season of the show that doesn't address COVID or else it becomes this, like, fantasy world show that yep. you think of less as, like, reality, you know? Mm-hmm. And there already is, like, enough of the fantasy world because it's a fictional show
yeah.
that they had to rework it again. And not only rework it, which you don't do that overnight, you know, writers all got to get together and producers and, you know, everything like that takes a while, but also just takes a while to like be able to shoot anything mm-hmm. because, you know, for a while, like all that stuff was sidelined.
Yeah.
You know, the whole Hollywood industry was. And so, and I kind of, I knew that the show, season two was coming, and I was like, oh, nice. You know, we got new season of Ted Lasso. Now we got new season of The Morning Show. Like, I love my Apple TV Plus shows. Mm-hmm. And so I watched the first episode of season two, I think it was on Friday, a few days ago. And I'm watching it, and the thing that it took me a minute to, like, get it was season two picks up exactly where episode one, season 10, which was the last episode of the season, leaves off. Mm. Like, it's, like, the same day.
Oh, interesting.
You know, and that's how it picks up. And I'm watching it, and I'm like, ah, shit, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember how season one ended well enough for this to, like, even make sense to me. Like, oh, man. You know, like, where I'm like, should I just keep going and I'll, like, remember kind of as we go along? And I was like, I'm sort of doing myself a disservice here because season one is very, like, there's a lot of stuff that happens, you know, mm-hmm. just wild plot twists, you know, left and right. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I just don't remember the cliffhanger of how it ended. Mm-hmm. So, you know how you will sometimes, like, if you look online, like Wikipedia or other places will have, like, synopses of a whole season mm-hmm. where it's like episode one, like, and then there's like a paragraph of like all the like major things that mm-hmm. happened.
Yep.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to read through this and just remind myself. And as I'm reading, I get like halfway through the season. I'm like, I have to watch this again. I just have to watch it again.
Like
I have to watch
the whole thing
again, because there's too many little things where I'm mm-hmm. like, and I don't even remember that person's name. Like, which person is, you know, Grace? That Grace isn't a person in the show, but I'm just using that as an example. Like, I just was like, no, I can't remember. And so, so over the weekend, I binged season one all over again, because I also had forgotten so much of it. Mm-hmm. Again, this is a couple years ago now, you know? But it's just a good show. It's a mm-hmm. really good show. I mean, there's like some things where you're like, okay, that wouldn't really happen. But overall, really like it. And I just finished last night, so I am now ready to watch season two.
Nice.
Episode one. There's actually two episodes out, but episode one and two. And I even started season two, episode one last night. It got late, so I didn't finish it. But as they pick up right where season one, episode 10 had left off a couple of years mm-hmm. ago, I'm like, oh, okay, so now this makes complete sense. Mm-hmm. It just didn't the first time. It's like Apple TV Plus, like, couldn't you have done previously on, like,
I know,
anything
kind of
that, like, helps remind me of, like, where we left off? Like, that would have been really helpful, so I didn't have to watch 10 one-hour episodes over the weekend. Not that I didn't enjoy it. I love a good binge.
I love a good binge. I'm totally scheming. Like, I really miss binging shows, because I've mentioned this before. My boyfriend is a movie guy. He likes the hour, 90 minute to 2 hour, like, he likes that format. He's just, we actually watched the Scenes from a Marriage or whatever on HBO. We watched the first episode, he liked it. And he it's not that he hasn't seen episodes of The Sopranos and all the shows, but he's just not a binger. He doesn't like how long the story takes to unfold, you know? Like, he's
interesting.
And it's so interesting because I love it, but I mean, I love movies too. So, like, we mostly just watch movies. And occasionally watch like a Baskets episode or something if we are about to go to bed. But I really miss, there's so many shows. I've had to like write them down so I don't forget, but I'm way behind. Like, as you know, I mean, I've always been a TV watcher, and I am so, I don't know when I'm gonna be able to do it, you know, because there's only so much time that I can like watch stuff, and I might have to go off by myself with like, get myself an iPad or use my laptop and watch these shows by myself, like during the day, like when it's raining or something. Cause, I gotta figure that out. But
I mean, why can't you use your TV?
Well, I can, but I just, there's not. So the way like my life is structured, it's like, I will watch a movie after dinner, but like, I don't have time.
Oh, I see what you're saying. It's
also
a little bit of TV competition time.
It's TV competition for sure. So I'm like, ah, geez. And like, he's not going to watch it with me. So I'm like, I gotta figure out, I don't know. And then I feel too bad when I'm, you know, sometimes I'll have some time in the afternoon after working or whatever, but I feel guilty, you know, during the day. But winter is coming, Sarah, and I won't feel as guilty when it's raining out. But man,
I'm with you. I am, you know, there are often times, because you and I, we record our show, not always at the same time, but usually on the same day, And then I've got my live show, but mm-hmm. that ends, you know, I'm done with that, you know, by 3 p.m. Pacific time. Mm-hmm. Not that there isn't work to do, but you sometimes, and sometimes I have other things going on after that, but I sometimes have like a pocket where it's like, I have work to do, but I have until like 11 p.m. tonight when I go to bed to do it.
Yeah.
I could, you know, instead of watching TV between 9 and 11, mm-hmm. I could watch it between 3 and 5 here mm-hmm. in the afternoon, mm-hmm. but I never do it. I always feel super weird about it. I feel like I'm playing hooky somehow.
It depresses me kind of. Yeah. Like I feel like I have to be productive. Well, and
it's such a like end of day thing where I'm like, feel like my momentum won't come back at 5 p.m.
Nope.
You know, to like go back to work.
Yeah. And there's always something that I have to do. Like I always have a stack of paper to like log or whatever, like bills to pay. And so I don't ever have that clean slate, or I haven't had for like a while, where it's like, I'm done with everything. Like my to-do list is at zero. I mean, that never happens. So I'm never going to feel okay about it. Yeah. But I'm going to find a way. And I'm going to watch these shows. I miss Ted Lasso too. Like I watched the first few episodes. But anyway, I wanted to talk a little bit about the supply chain shit is fascinating. I don't know if you read a lot about what's going on in the world. I mean, there's...
Oh, Heather, I mean, it's a big story in the tech world, but it has certainly bled into all sorts of other industries too.
Oh, it's fascinating. And it's like, you know, as I've said before, I listen to Marketplace every day, like that podcast, NPR podcast, and I'm really, really interested in like the economy. When I never was a great economics student, but I think as I've gotten older, I like really appreciate it more. And so I'm like looking for stories about the economy because I think it's just really interesting. And so I was reading a story in The New Yorker, actually. It was just kind of more about like the rental cars and how rental car companies sold their inventory during the first part of COVID because nobody was traveling. And now they can't buy them back. There's like a semiconductor shortage, blah, 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 blah. But what's interesting is like the little things that you're noticing that are not like stuff that isn't a huge deal. It's like it's not like a life or death kind of shortage, but it's like bizarre. And you like want to track why that in particular. What is it? Is it like a lack of workforce, or is it like because they can't cut trees down, there's a wood shortage? What is it? So yesterday I went to pick up some meat to grill for, you know, my mom. We were grilling last night, and it was so creepy. I walked to the meat section. It's totally dark and empty. Like there's no meat in the refrigerator section, and there's no people behind there. And there's a sign that's basically saying like, sorry, like we're so short staffed, we can't serve meat to you guys. And it was just weird. It like reminded me of all those like zombie movies where they're like, people are out trying to forage for things like medicine and food. And they go into these ramshackle markets that are like all the shelves are empty and that kind of thing. It was just
right,
bizarre.
Right, because they've already been picked over. Yeah,
totally picked over. And so there's a strange thing. So we have a local pizza place. It's really cute, like brick oven pizza. I know the woman who does it. She's awesome. She makes like homemade pizza crust. It's really good. It's all very homemade. And we go there, it's kind of like we have pizza night, like every week. And, you know, we go and we get our pizzas, and they're little kind of personal size pizzas, and bring them home in our boxes. And she basically has been giving us our pizzas lately on like her metal tins that she puts in the oven, and she covers them with tinfoil. And we're just like, whoa, what's up? And she told us a story of how hard it is to find pizza boxes right now. She cannot get pizza boxes.
Yeah.
And so thankfully we're regulars, and it's such a small community that like we just bring her back the trays like every week, and it's no big deal. But for people who aren't regulars, she's, you know, kind of struggling to figure out how to package these pizzas. But it's not even just that. I have my local wine shop where, you know, I hear all these stories from this guy where I have my favorite wines. I have a bunch of them, and he knows what I like. And I texted him the other day, and there's this one that I just finished. I just got one bottle. It's a French white. And I was like, hey, I'm going to come by tomorrow and, I'm going to come by this afternoon and pick up some of this. You're like, do you have any left? And he was like, oh my God, some guy from the Bay Area came in and bought like 12 of them, and I'm out. And he's like, I have no idea when I'm going to get them. You know, all my wine is like sitting on a barge, idling out there in the ocean somewhere. Seriously. Like this guy bought up the rest of the inventory of my favorite wine right before I like want to show up and pick some up. And it's not even just that. It's like, we need a part for a heater in one of my Airbnbs, but the part we need is on deep back order. And it, of course, like the weather just turned, like no joke, like it's now 10 degrees cooler. And I'm really worried. People are booked. It's not like I can be like, hey, if you guys want to back out, because like we don't have a heater, like I don't know what to do. I mean, we have a wood burning stove, but not everybody's interested in, you know, it's a little bit high maintenance. And so
if you aren't like confident, it's like, you don't want people in there like burning wood in a cottage and burning the whole place down.
No. And it's just like, it's crazy. And so like then there's this long saga with my front rental. It's a monthly rental and we re-roofed it. It's like really nice, but we didn't put rain gutters on because we ordered them back in July and it's been this whole thing, this, you know, total supply chain situation. And the gutter guy, you know, says, and I quote, like in a text message, since July, we've ordered these, you know, and my tenant is just like, yo, like it's rained a couple times. Like, and when you don't have gutters, it floods your yard. I mean, it's like, it's kind of a big deal, especially when it rains hard. And he's like, I just got 15 phone calls yesterday and I'm having a tough time calling everybody back. Your job is on the list. So I guess their yard is just going to flood because it's actually raining today. And it's like, it's hard to keep explaining to these tenants, like, sorry, like there's nothing I can do. And even yesterday at the grocery store, it wasn't even just the meat area. It was like, I picked up, you know, the usual things like my cereal and my cookies and whatever. And I've never seen, it was like beginning pandemic time. It was like so many of the shelves, you had to reach way back and you got like the last box of that cereal. You know, it's like, what is going on? Like, this is a little scary.
Yeah, the supply chain issues are very real.
Very, very real.
And you are one of many folks who have had, you know, a little bit like less like of the obvious shortage stuff, like rain gutters. Like, okay, houses need those.
Yeah.
But you just don't think like, oh, and when I order mine, the supply chain is going to get in the way and now it's going to be winter and it's going to be a huge deal.
Yeah.
We've got...
There's a pasta shortage, though. Like,
right.
What?
Well, you know, my pool technicians, two of them, because we got a new technician recently, they both keep telling me every time they come, you know, there's a chlorine shortage. It's like the guy who is currently our technician now had the foresight to like back order a bunch of chlorine like a year ago because he kind of saw this coming. And so he's like hoarded chlorine. And he's like, I'm okay for a while. But like, if it doesn't right itself, like none of the pool technicians around here will have any chlorine. And like when you don't have chlorine, you have to shut down your pool.
Yeah.
You can't have people swimming in a non-chlorinated pool. They'll get sick.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm like, all right, well, just let me know when it gets dire. But yeah, it's like it's so many industries and stuff that you just don't even think about. Like you don't think about rain gutters until they're broken.
Well, they need to be cleaned out or
something.
And it's not even just like, yeah, there's not enough people that are able to manufacture. You've got a lack of truck drivers at these ports. You've got, you know, you don't even have enough people to kind of unload these barges of products. But meanwhile, I get an iPhone within a week after I buy it. It was so swift. The UPS guy rolls up. I felt so fancy. You know, right on time, like, wow, like I get this incredible piece of technology. It felt strange, especially with all of these hiccups, you know, with everything right now. I haven't even opened it yet. Like I've had it for 3 days. I feel guilty. Like I feel guilty that I got this phone and like with everything else going on in the world, you know, it's a strange feeling. I don't know.
I haven't gotten an iPhone 13 yet. I plan to. I actually really need a phone. I've skipped the last couple of years, my phone is on the struggle bus for sure. Every time I kind of get to the point where it's like I could just click that button and then I buy it on Apple.com, I just sort of go like, eh, I'll do it later. It's a lot of money. And you know,
it is.
You aren't the only person. Don't feel bad. I mean, lots of people bought the new iPhones. That's a thing that people do. And if you needed a new phone, then just feel good about it and it'll be great. But I know what you mean.
Yeah.
There are certain things where I'm just like, it used to be like a no-brainer. I would get certain things, you know, and it's like, it's expensive. And the rest of the year, I know that my budget has to allow for it. Or, depending on where I have worked, especially electronics, sometimes it's picked up by the company, you know, because it's something that I'm going to be using, you know, for the company, primarily kind of thing. I know the feeling, but that's very Apple of them to be like,
it's
okay,
so
it'll be here next
Apple.
Tuesday at 10 a.m. and then it is.
I know.
And,
it's crazy.
And meanwhile, you're like, I need a part for my heater.
I know.
My guests will freeze.
Superstitious side of myself is like, oh, is getting an iPhone 13? I was sort of thinking they might skip that number, but I'm not that superstitious, but yeah, it's a strange experience to be so spoiled, I guess, you know, in one way and then, you know, not in another, but you know, we'll keep you posted on all this stuff, and hopefully my guests won't freeze in the meantime.
Yeah, definitely. Keep us posted. You never know what will happen between now and episode 119. Sarah will get perfume. Heather might get some rain gutters.
It's
you never know. Maybe there'll even
stuff.
Be a meat counter back. Hey, while we're in the last couple minutes of the show, we like to take a little time to, first of all, thank all of our patrons. Patreon.com/havesuchagooddaysuchagooddaysis where you can find out more about becoming a patron. If you aren't one already, Patreon is a way for us to get direct financial support from our community. If you're listening to the show right now and you like the show and you want it to continue, please consider directly supporting us. Our patrons make the show happen every week. We could always use more. We are, you know, we're two little ladies putting on the show together, and we have a great time doing it. But we do have, we have lofty goals. If the show were to become a little bit less, a little bit less, what's the word? Homegrown than it is right now. And we wouldn't be able to do that without more support. So that's something to think about. But thank you to all of our patrons. We got an increase from Dan Swarchuk. Thank you, Dan. Thank you so much for the bump. If you already are a patron and, you know, you got a couple more bucks per month that you could send our way, of course, we would take it. But it could be for as little as a dollar a month. So, you know, hopefully won't break the bank too much. But any amount is appreciated. We also have Dan, who's also in our Discord, and David. Dan and David, double Ds, in our two more Discorders in our little conversation that we have between shows. Sometimes even during the show, I was about to talk to somebody in Discord while Heather was talking, and I was like, "Sarah, wait till the end of the show." Oh my God, you don't have to multitask every second of your life. But Discord is at the $5 and up Patreon level. So if you've got $5 a month or more that you can send our way, and you feel like gabbing with us and some of your magnificent peers who also listen to the show, please do. Consider joining our and becoming a patron, and you can join our Discord. You just ask nicely, we send you a link, and then you hop right in.
Dollars, pounds, you know, whatever currency is in your area, because we do have a lot of international listeners, which I think is really cool.
Me too. I love that. Me too. Being like, hey, what's the weather like where you are? It's like, we all have the internet to know that, but it's just fun to like talk about it with a real human.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's great. It's great. I love it. I love our little crew. In fact, I'm going to pop in there after the show today because I want to see what everybody's up to. I know that one of our patrons, Mike, he's in LA right now, and he stumbled across a Heather Drive signs in my old neighborhood. So we're kind of chatting about that. But come join us.
Yeah, I know. I saw some of those photos. It actually looked really beautiful. It's like a nice time in LA right now.
It's really nice.
So yeah, I think we're gonna put a fork in this one because we're done. Until next week, wherever you are and whenever you might be listening to this, because you know, on demand, it's you know 2021 people. I will remain Sarah and can't wait to talk to you next week.
I will be Heather forever, obviously.
Have such a good day.
Ciao.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.